Super Bowl Sunday TV watchers have their rituals. Chips and dip, the commercials, the halftime show, and over the past several years, the Puppy Bowl. The cable TV channel Animal Planet puts a pack of rescued puppies on a miniature football field and films the fun. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that three puppies are from the Philadelphia region.
Marley is a seven-month-old Border Collie lab mix in Harleysville, Pennsylvania. His owner, Lori Ann Grant, trained him for the big game.
We would get ropes, and we would pull tug-of-war. He was a natural. But we did. We worked on him. I wanted him to be able to go into the Puppy Bowl not afraid of anything.
Good job.
Last summer, when Marley was just a few weeks old, he was taken in by the Salford Rescue Operation in Souderton. Grant was fostering him, waiting for an adoptive owner to come forward, when he was selected by Animal Planet for the October taping of the Puppy Bowl in New York. While on the gridiron, Marley got a run for his money from another local dog named Leia, a Rottweiler rescued by the Morris Animal Refuge in Philadelphia. She was adopted by its director of operations, Wendy Evans.
They had to take Leia off the stage because she was getting so many touchdowns that she wasn't giving the other puppies a chance.
This is the 12th Puppy Bowl in as many years. All the dogs are from rescue operations around the country, including a Schnauzer named Kevin, since renamed Biscuit, by his new owner in Delaware. Aside from being unabashedly cute, the Puppy Bowl advocates adopting rescue dogs over breeder dogs. That's something that Lori Grant up in Harleysville strongly supports.
And I'm so proud of that dog. I really am. And you know, you find more love, I shouldn't say, but you get more love from a dog than you do people sometimes.
As soon as Marley returned from the New York taping, Grant immediately stepped up and adopted him because absence makes the heart grow fonder. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.